Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Well, folks, thank you so much for joining us today on the Optimize My Life radio show. It's been sponsored by the 501c nonprofit organization called the Hope Collection. My best friend, business partner, spiritual guide and mentor for many years, about 40, was the founder. He and his wife founded this organization, which is committed and dedicated to serving others. Our title for the Hope Collection is Helping Others by Helping Them Help Others. Now, through the period of time, over 10 years, Joel Griffin, met and got friends with and learned to actually learn from and got a close association with an American hero. And we're so privileged today because what we did with the whole collection is knowing and seeing and experiencing the positive outreach that this gentleman I'm going to introduce you to right now, what he and his wife created 51 years ago was called the Golden Rule Society, another 501c3. And what this organization is committed the same way to making this a better world. And so the founder, his name is Captain Len Kane, retired Admiral, Rear Admiral of the Navy, former Navy pilot, hero. His nickname is Top Gun, and it's more than just a nickname. He was the original. And East Coast, West Coast, I mean, and he brings all kinds of things to the table. And then later in his life, because of what he's done, he's been nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize. So when I introduce him here, I want you to understand whether you're listening directly on our platform, the Blog Talk Radio, or you're listening in on 50 other platforms. We do go to 93 countries. We've identified 50 that are the most prominent, and we actually have that list. It's exciting to know that people are listening to your words and ours today, and I can introduce you personally to our hero, our best friend, Captain Len Kane. Sir, reporting for duty.
Dear Brother Ron, I'm humbled and honored every time to be on the show with you and the other great people that are part of the Hope Collection. And it's for many, many years. We've been helping children, churches, charities, nationwide, worldwide. And you know my little humor when I say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the radio show. Now watch my lips. And of course, everybody laughs, but you can't watch my lips on a radio show. But the point I might want to make is, first off, we're not selling anything. We are just offering help to you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity, and whoever you would like to help, because the offers we're going to give are just almost unbeatable. And the nice part about it is you ought to start off the show with a piece of paper and a pen to write down some of the wonderful suggestions, the opportunities going to help you to make you more successful, your family, your friends and neighbors, and to enjoy the wonderful world that we're living in so that you can have a fine life rather than scraggling through and all that sort of stuff. So that's why we're here, to help make it a better world. And I'm going to tell you a little later about the Worldwide Kindness Campaign that benefits everybody that gets involved. And it's simple and easy and free. That's what it's all about on this Friday shows. And the nice part about it is that the show goes on 5 days a week during the weekdays. And I'm honored to be here on Fridays. And it's kind of a nice way to end the week. TGIF means, thank God, it's Friday. And hope you've had a good work week together and all that with the family, your friends and neighbors. And by golly, let me just start off with some of the wonderful things that you can look forward to learning and seeing and having access to today. And it's very simple. First off, I invite you to visit our website. And here's where you have your pen and your pencil. And it's very simple, and you know how it goes. www.goldenrulesociety.com. And that's all one word, no separations, no spaces. So it's goldenrulesociety.com, the letters O-R-G. And what does that mean? It means we're a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation founded here in California, the U.S. of A., but we're nationwide and worldwide recognized as that. And people just enjoy coming to see the site. And I invite you again, and I'll say it one more time, www.goldenrulesociety.org. And you can share that with family, friends, neighbors, churches, charities, whoever you want to tell them, because they will thank you for it. I guarantee. And that's the nice part of it. We've been doing this, as Ron said, for now it's up to 52 years. And again, we're here to serve, and again, we're all non-paid volunteers. And Mr. Ron Clayton, he is now, I get a little excited. Mr. Ron Clayton is the president of the Hope Collection, because sadly, our hero, Mr. Joel Griffin, he passed away with cancer a couple of years ago, and what a wonderful man he was, tall, handsome, wonderful personality. He was a senior advisor to three of the presidents of the United States of America. Not one, not two, but three of the presidents had him on board. Great advice, good guidance. Matter of fact, he was invited by the head of the organization in the great country of England, And he was invited to Parliament, and he spoke there for an hour or more, and they were standing in applause for the wonderful words from Mr. Joel Griffin. And Mr. Ron Clayton has filled in as the president of the Hope Collection, and what a wonderful job he's doing. And many, many other good people. Now, Ron is also a senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society, and we're blessed and honored to have 24 senior advisors, men and women who are just top of the line, people that who said, hey, I'd like to be that. And that's the way people come in. They all volunteer. So again, Mr. Joel Gripping, he was, like I said, senior advisor to the president and three of our presidents, and he heard what the Golden Rule Society was doing. And he came and he asked, Mr. Ring Clayton, Kane, can we Would you consider me as an honorary senior advisor? What else could I say but, wow, welcome aboard. And he was with us, good guidance, good personality. Ah, I keep saying it, and we miss him. We pray for him. But anyway, back to the good things that are available to you. Now, when you get to the Golden Rose Society charity, the site, you're going to see the gift for you. One of the big things that I'm really enthused about is that you can get discounts on travel. And I'll give you an example. Some friends of ours here in San Diego, he had to go on a business trip to New York City with his wife, and round trip, of course. And the airline said, yes, we can take care of you, sure. And they quoted him a price. Let's use a round number, and that would be, let's say it was $1,000 or something like that. So what it was that they virtually cut it in half. So instead of paying $1,000, he paid $500. But here's the caveat. I got to tell you about this. Don't try to get a discount at Christmas time or the New Year's or a big national holiday, because the airlines themselves, what they do is, hey, if the airplane has empty seats, they would rather give somebody a discount to get them on board rather than just flying empty seats back and forth across the country. So if the thing is available, then you have the discounts. And that's just logical. I have no control over what airlines will do it or what discounts they offer. That's totally up to them. But if you get any discount, that's better than paying the full price. But that's your choice, and best wishes for it. And that's where, be a wise traveler. Why not? And there are other things that I want to tell you about. And this is it's success for you. On the website, it's educational, motivational, inspirational, and character-building guidance for all, people of all ages. Success for you. It is an action plan for living and an action plan for business. Whether you're working for somebody or you have a business of your own and you have employees, that's the nice part about it. So here's the guarantee. If you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, you're going to be logically guaranteed to be more successful in your life. Hey, what is it going to cost you? Not a thing. It's free from the Golden Rule Society charity. So take advantage of it and just make a better life for yourself. That's a guarantee again and again. Oh, my. It goes on and on. And what I'm going to do is offer you one more thing, and then I'm going to take a little sip of my coffee. And here's what it is. After spending more than a quarter of a century as a Navy fighter pilot and a captain and all that, the youngest officer promoted to captain when I was in the Navy, selected for admiral. Sadly, that some serious health problems came in. So I retired as a captain. But anyway, here's the point. After I finished the Navy, I became an airline pilot for another 26 years of my life. And while with the airline, I put together 39 pages called the Captain's Travel Tips. Now, this is how to be a wise traveler. You save time, you save money, you endure your visits and your travels, you leave your home protected, and it's all there for free, 39 pages. Be the wise traveler and use the captain's travel tips. When you open up the board of the Golden Rule Society, right there, down at the bottom, big word is captain's travel tips. And you should share them, enjoy them. Why not? that's going to save you time and money and keep you safe? Why not? Anyway, Ron, I'm going to turn it back over to you, and I'll take a sip of my coffee for you to put in a good word.
Well, I'll gladly stand in.
Anybody.
But I got big shoes to fill. I know that when I fill in for a few, even for a few minutes, one. You know, what his career has demonstrated over and over and over again is that Len is, we call him our hero, and he is a hometown hero. And he just continues like the Energizer Bunny that never stops. And no matter he's mentioned he's had health issues, he keeps on going. And, you know, last year we even got him. He lives in San Diego. And we managed to pull him out of San Diego. Can you imagine? We got him all the way over here to Buffalo, New York. Now, we put him to work when we got him here. We didn't just let him come and enjoy. He did see the falls, enjoyed a lot of things. Went to the Buffalo Naval Park, which is a historic naval park in the United States. We got the USS Sullivan's, Little Rock, Croker submarine, and then a whole bunch of military armament tanks and all kinds of PT boats and all that stuff. And we even had a group. Well, what we did, I told you, we put Len to work. Well, he became the keynote speaker for the Memorial Day service observation at the Naval Park, right at where all the monuments are, and for the Battle Within organization that's working to help veterans with post-war traumatic syndrome. And Len was there, and 1,000 people, you know, and he was interviewed. He was on TV, 3 television stations, ABC, NBC, CBS, and the local affiliates. And the cable companies, they all wanted to hear and listen to what Len shared. And you know what Len shared with us in the world was a story about, he's going to talk about the kindness campaign right now. See, he honored us, certainly. He's being part of the military, laid his life on the line many, many times in Vietnam and other places, and served around the world at the behest of our president. As a grand speaker representing USA in every major country, as a USS Enterprise went around the world. Well, you know, he came to Buffalo and he shared a message of hope, a message of moving forward and how we can. And what I think everybody would agree with me, we need more kindness in this world. There are more people, whether it's on a political level or just power level, that are fighting and they're trying to be greedy and all those stuff. And what Len Cain says, and here's a man who stood, and a lot of people say, well, you know, he was a fighter, he was in war, and he was fighting for those freedoms, like being able to do kindness. You know, in Russia, there's no reason to do kind because the government companies are not going to recognize you, because there is no recognition for being good, for working ahead, doing more. Becoming, there's none of that. So that's why a country fails. That's why the whole system that fights America fails, because they don't put those principles of life and love first. So Len's represented that cause forever. And, you know, that's why we're so excited when he's here. And, you know, anybody that's on the call wants to pop in and say hello. We got a few moments here. Why don't you just introduce yourself? If you're new, or you haven't spoken before, say hello.
Hello, Ronnie, and hello, Len. How are you guys doing?
It's Bob. Oh, how are you? Good. Welcome aboard.
Great to hear you guys' voices, and I get amazed every time I hear your story, Len, and hear about the kinds of things that you're doing to help people around the world, and I just want to thank you and tell you we appreciate all that you do through the Golden Rose Society and the Hope Collection. And we love you, my friend, and we appreciate you so much. And Ronnie, the same thing goes, same shout out goes to you. I know you're always helping people and always working to make for a better world for all the people around the world. And thank you both for it. We appreciate you guys, and we shout out a special blessing to both of you, hoping the good Lord keeps you around for a long time because we love you and we need you and we appreciate your help. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Ronnie and Lynn.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I believe that was Mr. Bob Oakley that joined with, and he is one successful individual who is doing so many wonderful things for so many wonderful people. What an individual he is that just stands out, and he enjoys coming onto the show, but he's so busy helping other people, and that's dedicated his life to doing that. Thank you, Bob. God bless you now and always, and stay with us.
Thank you, Lynn.
You're more than welcome, my friend. Well deserved. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have only 24 other gentlemen just like Mr. Robert Bob Oakley, who are just continue to make it a better world. That's the goal. People have asked me so many times. He says, Len, what's your philosophy? What is going on? And I said, well, I started as a youngster. And the thought was, to better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. And when I finished high school, I was off to the Navy, going off to boot camp, as they called it, on a kiddie cruise, they called it. So if you get in before you were 18 at that time, you are discharged before you turn 8 to be 21. So I figured I'd do that and then come back, go to college, get a job, a degree. I'll go get a job with IBM. That was my goal. And as I was ready to leave, my mom stopped me. She said, Lenny, remember this. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, whatever you do, be kind. And those two words are in my heart, in my soul, in my mind. I'm living my life following the good guidance of my mother. I meet people, and as always goes with it, a smile and kindness. And let me tell you, it's just contagious. Because you smile people and be kind to them, they're going to return it. And that's what it means, to better the lives of others. Simple as that. Nothing overwhelming. But it's just, try it, and you'll see. You're going to change your life all for the better and helping to make life better for the other nice people that you chat with. And, Ron, I jumped in ahead of you, so I'm going to turn it back over to you because Mr. Bob Oakley is very inspirational. Back over to you, Ron.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, we do brag, and we call him the Mighty Oak. Bob Oakley was, he was just going through this world through his life. He's a father of 9 children. He's just been exceptional in the corporate world. He became the senior executive vice president of AT&T, world's largest business. You don't think a man who is in that position, who has influenced the growth, that was the number one company in the world, folks. See, we have so many people that are part of our Oak Collection, the leaders, the board members, who are so exceptional in what they are, who they are, what they've done, and what they're still doing. And it's what's allowed us to grow. And I would like to make an announcement on this show because Len, being so affiliated in so many areas with people who are veterans or first responders, and then Bob Oakley, who has worked in these years of recent times, he has made progress working with helping people to get established, whether it's their citizenship or just getting a home to live in, whether it's an apartment or a housing, and helping build is a construction company that he and his son run, and they're helping people, hands-on, front and center. And that work Bob has been doing, we're so proud of him for it. Well, as a result, we are always reaching out to Hope Collection to find how we can deliver services to the general public. And I'm proud to say we talked about it a little bit. I have as the president of the Hulk Collection. I've signed the contract with a 50-year-old 501c3 nonprofit like ourselves corporation called Cambridge Financial. You might remember a company called AIG, one of the largest insurance companies in the world. Well, Cambridge Financial does very specific financial support and help programs. Free. Watch my lips. As Glenn would say, watch my lips. It's free, folks. And we can go to our friends who are veterans or first responders and their extended families. By the way, when you add those two categories up in this world, everybody. See, we're not exclusive. We're inclusive. So if you know someone who's interested and been searching for a way to, if it's something as simple as how do I run a budget? How do I get a handle on my finances? They have free service that will help you. You will sit down with them or over the Zoom calls or you get together. They literally will help you get yourself organized. Goal study. If you have a goal to buy a home, they'll help you get in a position to maximize making that happen. Let's say you got all kinds of things and over the last few years with what's going on with jobs and resources of incomes. And there are a lot of people that their lives are changing because of death of loved ones and things. And we have money that's sitting in places maybe that's not doing the best for us. Well, we have a free, certified, qualified company that not only they have an A1 rating with Better Business Bureau, their accolades, the recognition of what this company does. Now, I'd like to give you an example of what kind of things they do. A sister organization of Cambridge in Buffalo was called Consumer Credit Counseling. It was sponsored by United Way, a nonprofit. They are a nonprofit consumer credit like Cambridge. We are friends. Well, first of all, I will tell you, I was young, and I was a manager in a JCPenney store, and my wife was working at her secretary at the paper, lived in Jamestown. And, yeah, we were making, I was making $150 a week as a manager. Wow. Anyways, we got ourselves in credit card trouble. That's going back in the 80s, 70s, 80s. So we got a hold of this company, and we recommended to us, and we sat down with them. In a year, we had our finances 100% in place, how anybody would love. And we had a solid credit rating. And a couple of years later, we were able to get to a point where we went down after a bad credit rating and things. We were able to go buy a house. So that was number one. I had the first success for myself using the systems that Cambridge has. Now, we had some other friends who they owned a home. We didn't own a home, by the way, at the time. We did get one. We have other friends who owned a home, but they didn't necessarily have things very well in their economics, and they needed help. And they came to us. Well, maybe we were told, maybe you can help us. So we helped them get on a path using the Consumer Credit Counseling Program. 4 years later, on October, 9 years ago, Halloween, this couple turned the key in their house that they were living in, turned the key, walked away. They moved out the piano, that was the Linda's piano, and other love stuff they wanted, personal stuff. And they moved to a brand new condo, 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom, first floor laundry. They needed all those things. They had a porch, beautiful porch off their living room with French doors. They had a beautiful home to live in. And they lived, and they have lived at a high level in this new home. And they did it because they utilized the counseling services that the company like Consumer Credit called Cambridge, in our case now. We now contracted with them, and we will have it on the website very soon, what they're doing for us, for the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society. They're producing personalized, with our logo, the Hope Collection logo, literature that people can download, brochures and information in different areas. They have 50 different services that anybody can take care of, take advantage of. And folks, these are free counseling services. Everything is done in security and privacy, and they've got the highest rating in the whole country. There are private companies out there that are, I'll call them dogs. They're out there taking advantage of people. That's not what Hope or Optimize My Life has ever been about. We're about truly making a difference in people's lives. And if someone's not sure they got a handle on where they are financially and they want to get that all straightened out, or they have a problem already and they want to get out of it, this company, Cambridge Financial, is going to be there, and we'll have it on the site, and then you'll be able to link and you'll deal personally one-to-one. We're not Hope or Optimize My Life are not providing the service. We're delivering it to everybody who listens into the show or someone you know. You will be able to refer them to connect with it. And I am so excited about this. It is the number one, first of all, the RAID is the number one company to do this in the United States. But it's one of the top things that Joel Griffin, the founder, always wanted us to be able to do, was to provide real, live solutions for people in their lives. I can't think of anything that we've done as a board and as the company of the Hope Collection or Golden Rule Society. I can't think of any single thing, service, that we're putting out there today that's more needed than ever, and we're going to be able to deliver it. I'm so excited about this. This is a brand new venture. We've got a contract. After a year, we'll review it, and we'll make adjustments to anything we need to, but otherwise, it's set up, and we're about to launch it. But keep your eyes open on our website, thehopecollection.com. You can go online, and the website is there, but we're updating it. And the new Cambridge announcement will be listed. But in the meantime, you can contact us. I always tell everybody, you know, this show is 716-816-4686, and you can call in any time, and we love to have you. We love to hear from you. If you call in, step up the plate and say hi so we can say hello to you. We don't like this knowing that people listen in, but we aren't going to bite anybody. And we're going to help everything we can do. We might have things for you to offer you, or you might have things, you who listen in, you may have something that we could take advantage of in terms of helping others, or we might want to help somebody you know. And if you talk to us, we could set that in motion. So I'm going to set up for a minute, Len. Come on. I just want to let everybody know this new program that we're launching. I think it's pretty cool, don't you, Len?
Absolutely. Wow. It sounds like just a great organization. And I think I understood you to say it's at cambridgefinancial.org. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go there right after the show and see all the wonderful things that we can start sharing with others and giving good credit back to the Hope Collection and the president, Mr. Ron Clayton. Thank you, Ron. God bless you and your lovely bride, Linda. And I've got a special announcement to make near the end of the show. And you're going to be surprised what it is. So don't go away. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Len Cain again here just talking about wonderful gifts for you. Why not? And you can share it with your family, friends, neighbors, church, charities, on and on. I keep saying that. But it's just not something just for you. But those are the wonderful things that are going on. By the way, I have a nice little story to tell about a program that is available. They don't advertise this sort of thing. So when the doctor gives you a prescription, and you go to a drugstore and say, here's my prescription. And the guy there is there, and he does a good job, and he says, oh, yes, that'll be $100 for your prescription. And one day I was told, ask them if they belong to the prescription discount program. With the savings up to 80%. But all you have to do is ask the druggist, are you a member of the prescription discount program? Which I did in our hometown here, across the bridge from San Diego. Coronado is the name. And anyway, the gentleman looked at me and he said, Captain Cain, I'm sorry, we're not a member of that program. But he knew me and all that sort of stuff, and so I paid the bill. But he says, by the way, across the street and four doors down, there's a drugstore, and they are part of the program. I didn't mention his name or his organization, but the next time that I had a prescription, I went down to that drugstore, as he suggested, and got a discount. It was about, oh, I don't know, 60% discounts or something like that. And I said, wow, this is really interesting. And the druggist said, well, we're part of the program, and if we can help people stay healthy and all that, we're here to help. I was enamored. But you have to be the instigator by simply asking the druggist, are you a member of the prescription discount program? And he's going to say yes or no, or she is going to say yes or no, whatever. But the nice part about this, I'm going to slide into something that tugs at my heartstrings, ladies and gentlemen, because many years ago, I might as well tell the whole story, I was in combat over Vietnam. I'm a high flyer, and then we had the Marines and the Army guys down there on the decks fighting the war. And I never got to meet any of them during the combat. Two deployments, a year of my life fighting in combat over there. And the nice part, we won. But the thing is, years later, when I was running the Golden Rule Society charity, I got through a mutual friend. He said, Len, I want you to introduce you to this fellow. He was a combat Marine. He was medically discharged because he was wounded in combat. And he was going to college back in Texas. And I got to meet him. Charming gentleman. Handsome, big, tall, tough-looking guy, as you can imagine. And we chatted a little bit. Okay. So I said, well, how are you doing in college and everything? He says, oh, fine, yeah. Because technology-wise, he was a pretty sharp dude. And what he did was put together some good work, as I said, technology-wise, and he put together this organization. And I was one of the guys that was very helpful in having him do it, financing, supporting, get other people to invest in the program because it made a lot of sense. And he named this organization TIVA Health. That's I-N-T-I-V-A. And you'll find it on our website, goldenrulesociety.org. And when you get there, you open up and you'll see this is in TIVA Health. It's an acronym, informational, technology, videos, all that good stuff. And I want you to hear this. It was just a couple of years ago or so that Intiva Health was selected number one in the world supporting the medical industry. So maybe about 5 years ago, we built a factory over in Arizona, north of Phoenix, and they're manufacturing pills, supplies for the doctors and whatever they give to save the lives of their patients. And what happened? We had to build a second factory because the demand was exponential. The need for the prescription drugs. And right now, this coming May, so hopefully before June, we have a third factory, which is twice the size of the other two factories combined. And we're going to be there for the flag raising for that factory because the world needs it. And that's why Intiva Health and Mr. Alexander Candelario is the gentleman's name, fine gentleman, is going to be there to just raise the flag. We all salute. So Intiva Health. And if you want to visit, you can just go to IntivaHealth.com. And what a wonderful place it's going to be because we're helping to make it a better world by saving the lives of others. And to be selected number one in the world, wow, that is really a challenge and a wonderful recognition. And we're very proud of Mr. Alexander Candelaria, because we talk about this organization that he's with, the Intiva Health, on all the shows. Whenever I send emails to people, I tell them about it. You ought to be on it. Visit. So anyway, that's going to be the one about the Intiva Health. So we've got some other things to talk about. I have to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. I'll make it a little saying. On the 10th hour of the 10th day of the 10th month of the year 2020, we created the Golden Rule Society's Worldwide Kindness Campaign. And we've been sending it out to everybody else, and it goes like this. With kindness, love, and hope in your heart for peace in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And in doing so, you're sharing the love that God gives you with others. And when you do it, please do it with a smile. It really makes things even more better. So that's our kindness campaign, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just such a gifts of empowerment. That's what it's all about. And we just have to talk about that on TV Health over and over again, because it's a wonderful, wonderful things we do. And Ron, I'm going to turn it back over to you, because I have, as I said, something special to share with everybody. Back over to you, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Okay,
my name is Country.
Hey, Country.
We have a guest.
Y'all, I got me grinning over here. I'm over here like a cheerleader in the background. Y'all got my heart turned to somersaults in my chest. People have all kinds of cliches that they use. Some are true and some couldn't be farther from the truth, but I had one run through my brain just now when Bob started speaking. It's kind of like, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Years ago, when I was first on the show with Joel Griffin, the founder of the Hope Foundation, I asked Joel if it was okay if I call you guys super friends, because Joel had already started at that time, Lynn, with you, looking and finding the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we'll allow every single person to come in and love their very, 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 is that enough, very, very best. I would be the first to say that anything less than that would be absolutely unacceptable. So I'm over here just prayer shouting and say, go, go, watch this, Ron. Get her done. I love it, you guys, because we are in the information stage. And knowledge truly is power. I already said it's not what you know, but who you know. But we care enough to share enough information with you so that you already know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. And that excites me. We all know that we have one big, huge, giant thing in common. We're about our Father's business. So I salute you, Glenn Kane. I love you, my brother. Ron, you know I knew what you went through when you had to take on Joel's shoes. You would never be able to do that, but he was honorable enough to pass you the baton. And Oak Man, solid as an oak. I got about 10 or 15 jokes today that I make up with you and your children and your grandchildren. He's bigger than the Waltons, y'all. So I'll just kind of stop right there. Lynn, it's always good to hear your voice. My grandmama would always tell my crew to keep on keeping on. And it ain't over. It's not over until we win. We win the souls of hearts of people, and we're here to help you. The last one is we've been practicing. Lynn will tell you, practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better. and better and better at whatever it is that you do. Now, here's a twist. Don't miss it. Practice doing unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give some love, some hope, and Lynn Kane, some kindness away, eventually it will come right back to you, even if it does not come from the person that you originally gave it to. But if the truth was really told, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. Thank you, Lynn.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, that was Country Boy. That's his nickname assigned to him, I think, by his buddies. His real name is Mr. Brad Dorsey. Down there in Georgia, what a wonderful businessman he is. Not only courteous and kind and helping others, he's a businessman. And he's got his sons are equally successful. They grew up following the good guidance of their dad. And, by the way, just as a simple example, Mr. Brad Dorsey and his organization, they build about a dozen homes a year in Georgia for people that need homes to live in. And it's, I don't know if I have the number correct, Brad, but that is awesome, whatever the number is, helping people by giving them homes to live in. Marvelous. And it just, Mr. Brad Dorsey and his family and everybody, all of the other senior advisors with the Golden Rule Society, all non-paid, they're in our daily prayers, thanking them for the goodness and the kindness and the courtesies that they express and share with others. And when everybody does a good job, like Mr. Brad Dorsey, and when he does a good job that's something special, I double his salary. And he always reminds me, he says, Len, two times nothing is still nothing. And we laugh because it's our little joke among ourselves. But when you're busy doing the work of the Lord, you don't care about making any money. You're doing the work of helping to make it a better world by helping others. And that's the nice part about it. Brad Dorsey, you deserve all the credit and responsibility and recognition that anybody could ever give for you and your family. God bless you and yours now and always. Wow. Back over to you, Ron. I'm getting a little enthusiastic.
Thank you for saying that, man. God bless you, sir.
Okay. All the best. On and on. Thank you, Brad.
Well, it's so cool because we're able to pass on both these acknowledgments, but we're also demonstrating that there are people that are making a difference, and there are changes going on in the world. Like we have, you know, we got Len out in San Diego, we got Country Boy down there in Atlanta, or as they call it, Hot Atlanta. We've got Bob up in New Jersey. I'm over on the North Coast over in Buffalo, and there's lots of other people that just join us every day and every week on our different platforms, and we just encourage that. We are starting, I know Dale Sajak, he's one of our board members. He's going to be launching, I'll say within a month, you'll see, we're launching a membership campaign. And I don't know if everybody listening in realizes to join the Hope Collection or the Golden Rule Society, it costs you not a dime. Nothing. And yet, both organizations offer incredible benefits and solutions to things that people might have. And, you know, we can't be everything to everybody, but we're trying to expand what we have performed for over 10 years. And so when Len talks about the Sentiva Health Organization, which he brought to the Hope Collection, let me share a couple things that he, you know, he shared a couple of things, but this is an incredible, it's probably one of the, it's an American success story, folks. We can brag on Antiva Health, particularly because we got a member of the board right here on the call on the phone today. We've got a guy who has been a part of making Antiva Health grow because of his influence and outreach in the world. he has brought the services to each one of us. The way we talked about the one thing and how they've been involved in helping produce. Not they produce the carrier. And what I mean by that, you could take a horse pill, or you might take a liquid that tastes terrible, or the newest thing in the generation of pharmaceuticals that are out there right now is called gummy bears. And the manufacture of them for pharmaceutical has to be organic and has to be prescription grade quality. And to produce it, you have to build special manufacturing facility. Certain standards of everything that goes into it has to be at that level highest. And right now, they're doing over $1 million a month through every one of those plants. Pretty good company to be able, and by the way, that's what Len was talking about. They built new facilities to do it in. On top of that, they also produce, and those gummy bears go, if you ever heard of CVS, or how about Whole Foods? They're both recognized as pretty good companies. And they actually have exclusive rights to purchase the product from Intiva to produce their products that they use, whether it's vitamins or pharmaceuticals or whatever they want to use a gummy bear from. With their name on them, they can do that because they have contracts to do that. That is massively impressive. Another avenue, Intiva Health has a medical division where they have a program that, let's say you are not sure, you know, I have doctors and they prescribe all kinds of stuff to help us, especially if you're like me, you got a few miles on our body. We got new pills coming out and old pills coming out. And we never maybe took any of them. All of a sudden, the doctor wants to take it. Well, you say, well, okay, I'll try it. Okay, well, what if it's not good for me? And the doctor doesn't know, has no idea how your genetics or anything. Well, Intiva Health has a program where you take a swab, take the test. They will provide you, every individual that does this, a binder with all the different kinds of materials that you should not get in your body in terms of pharmaceuticals. And so you can give it to your doctor when you're going there. Maybe you've got Len always says a glitch in your giddy up. So you go to the doctor and he says, well, take this pill. Well, guess what? If you have this reporter done, you can take a look at it, or the doctor can take a look and say, oh, I better not give you that. It may kill you. You don't know that. He doesn't know it either. So you're in preventative mode. The test to do that, you may get your local insurance health coverage may cover the cost of that test. If not, it does cost $200 available to you. Now, I would say to you this, if you had allergies to allergic reactions to medicines or anesthesia or any of that stuff when you go into surgery, I would suggest a $200 investment to find out what's going to work and going to be good for you or not. It would be a good investment. So you can call Intiva Health and go online. They're in Houston and get that test. That's pretty expensive and I think fabulous. And it's just one of the things. Back when they were trying to discover a way, a cure or a vaccine for the COVID virus and the pandemic, well, you know, it took 10 years to get the Salk polio vaccine. We didn't have 10 years to wait. And we already lost millions of people. So the government allowed companies with the information system that the founder of Intiva Health created, and I think it's called Lockstep, it's a special process that cannot be compromised to process information spontaneously. And so doctors who normally take months to even know each other, get in touch and connect with and using the communication system, share information. So we were able to create in 9 months a vaccine. I know there's controversy over that, and some people to this day say it was bad. But I will tell you that we also had millions of lives saved. So I think it's good. I look on the side of what we did for good as opposed to what's bad. But anyways, that was done because of the communication system that Angelo Congelario, founder of Intiva Health, created the system that all the doctors in the world use to share private, secure information to find a cure. So if they can do that, boy, and you're a company that's on the cutting edge of doing that, you, and by the way, our federal government is using the information system today because it's that secure, it can't be hacked. So when I talk about what you've done for us and others and just bringing us a simple thing into your health, that alone is worth the lives of millions of people, and we've all been affected by it, and we thank you for it.
Ron, may I interrupt you one more time, sir? Just to real quick, our 40-second one. What Lynn shared with us in the Hope Foundation, he shared it with you. You paid it forward and shared the information about what you just shared with everybody with me. My personal assistant was on what it was on, Metamorphin. She was on it for probably over 10 years. She was paying $168 a month here in Georgia until Ron told her that. The following month, she paid $52 for better medicine. They told her that she didn't need to be taking that, and she had already been taking it for 10 years. And then what's those levels, Ron? Her levels went in half from like a 10 or something to like a 5.4 or something, Ron. I'm not really sure on how they read those
things.
It's called
AOC.
Okay. So I couldn't help but to share that. But I said, we've been practicing this for a long time. And people ask me all the time, Country, how do you do all that stuff? I don't. God and I have been practicing working together for years. And he says, I'm not going to let you steal none of my glory. But what we got to understand, y'all, last one, Ron, my grandmama dropped it on me, and she had a sixth grade education. Before Shakespeare and Hamlet ever showed up, she told me it's a blessing to be a blessing. Y'all, is that to be or not to be? Is that a question or is that an answer to the question? So the last one, I'm calling y'all out since everybody's packing guns everywhere and we got to fight every day against the demons and the evil of the world. I'm calling out every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. We got to get together. Lynn, I got this from you to help make for a better world. Back to you, Lynn.
God bless you, and thank you very much. And I promised you, ladies and gentlemen, an announcement. Great news. In just a few more days, Mr. Ron Clayton and his lovely wife, Linda, are going to be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. Anniversary on the 15th of April. This coming Monday. Ron and Linda, continued blessings for health and happiness for you and yours now and always, at least for another 50 years. How about that?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Ron. It's so kind of you. And you're such a special friend. And we have such special times together. We even like to go out to eat together. Only problem is when we went out to eat, Len, everybody in the restaurant wanted to stop and talk to you. But it was great to be with you. And when we went down, you wanted to take us to the USS Nimitz, the aircraft carrier that was in for a refit and refill to go back out in the ocean and protect us. And you took us down to the dock and the site to see the people that were protecting us in the service, the Marines, Navy people. It was an incredible experience, and we're just so thankful because you treat us so well, and you treat everybody well, and we're just proud to be able to have that privilege. Thank you again, guys. You have a blessed day. Thanks so much. Len, keep on keeping on, man.
Okay. God bless, and bye-bye for now.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a great day. God bless you all. God bless America.
Good day, everybody.